This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. Back again in this coronavirus panicked world, this is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, we have a lot in common today with a bunch of leftists now. Because this record number of firearms sold in March were not all purchased by Trump-loving, MAGA hat-wearing Republicans in red states. Despite the claims you may hear from the gun control crowd that the surge in sales is all due to fear-mongering on the part of the NRA, as it turns out, the desire to protect yourself and your loved ones is completely nonpartisan. Not bipartisan, mind you, but nonpartisan. And even the New Yorker is recognizing that many of the 1 million or more new gun owners around the country don't fit neatly into the anti-gun stereotype of the typical Second Amendment supporter. That magazine's Charles Bethea reports on a recent trip to Gorge Guns in Hood River, Oregon, where owner Erica Bales has been busy with customers new and old. Among the customers opening her door for the very first time was a woman in her 60s looking for something she could use for home defense. The lady said, "My son was a little upset about it. He prefers his bow and arrow. I'm old and I live alone, and we don't know if there's going to be civil unrest. The world is not the same." She added, "It didn't have to be this way." And unlike many of the shop's regulars, she was no fan of Trump. She said, "He's a divider all the way. First he said 5 people have died, big deal. Now he's saying I always knew it'd be dangerous." Then talk turned to Portland, and she said, "It's a ghost town." That's what a young lady named Rosemary said. And she was helping Bales out since the restaurant where she waited tables had closed. The customer said, I don't like to go in cities anymore anyway. But these rumors about them putting this country in full lockdown are inaccurate, Rosemary said. It's a scare tactic. It's not like all of a sudden we're going to wake up one day and everyone is sick and the whole world is ending. Now, this particular customer ended up selecting a Kel-Tec PMR-30 pistol, which can hold 30 rounds of .22 Magnum. The customer said, "This is just going to be for close range in my house if it happens." When asked what it was, she said, "In 2 months, if the cities are starving, they're going to come out, and I understand that." Ms. Bales, the owner of the shop, piled boxes of ammunition on the counter, and the customer said, "I'll take them all." And she ducked outside to get her wallet from the car. And Ms. Bales said, "I think she's a liberal," once the door closed. "There's so many coming in. First-time gun owner liberals. I've probably seen 10 this week, and it's so funny because I hope it just turns them on to liking the Second Amendment. I mean, the Constitution was created for a reason, to protect us." Then out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Post-Gazette newspaper also found self-described progressives purchasing firearms for self-defense. From there, we get this. After standing in line at a Pittsburgh area sporting goods store for more than an hour, not knowing what he would say to the sales clerk, the self-described liberal Democrat from New York City bought a gun. He said it was an impulse buy, not a panic. He said, "The stock market is tanking. I'm well read enough to know this puts the onus on people to feel differently about how commodities are traded and how people will act," said the gun purchasing anesthesiologist who lives in Fox Chapel and works in Pittsburgh. He asked that his name be withheld due to concerns about how friends and neighbors might react to his self-defense solution. "I've been an anesthesiologist for nearly 20 years, and there are times when I'm in the hospital 5 to 7 days a week and can't be home to protect my family. That's why I bought it. I'm a Democrat who believes in social welfare for people, health care for everyone, but when you start to say the health care system could break down, we're in big trouble. I don't know how people react at that time." It's interesting to watch the left discover the details of the Second Amendment. And it's also interesting to watch them discover the details of gun control and find out the contrast between what they've heard and believe after all this time, and at the same time, finding out that it isn't true. And it's going to be interesting to see how the reactions come out of places like Coastal California, Washington State, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, where people who just want to defend their families end up discovering that the gun control laws and the anti-gun politicians they may have supported in the past are making it impossible for them to acquire a firearm during a current emergency. And this is the thing, and if you're a leftist and you're listening to me now, understand this, I mean this in all sincerity. The right to keep and bear arms isn't a right of people on the political right. It is a right of the people, no matter where you fall in the political spectrum. When I took my oath to protect this country and to defend the Constitution, I didn't do it with a specification or a cutout or a carve-out saying I was only doing this for conservatives. I was doing it for America at large. And that's the difference between you and me. I believe in your right to freedom, and you, for some reason, sometimes the people that you support want to dictate how my day goes. But what you're finding out now is that when you allow people that kind of power, if you give them that kind of, and listen, it's not something they can take. These politicians, law enforcement isn't going to support these politicians. The military wouldn't support these politicians. It's one thing to get out there and to project force to some far-flung area, and it's another thing to project force in a locale where you've got a high crime rate. But if you were to actually be living in a, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but if you were actually living in a police state right now, you wouldn't know about this stuff happening. You'd be afraid to go outside. People you know would be vanishing. The people you watch on TV on the news, the news would black out. So you don't live in a police state right now. Now, people on the left are really enjoying what you're living in right now. They really enjoy this idea that we can just confine everybody indoors. The only problem is this. We have existed for longer than any other form of government as a capitalistic one. A capitalistic system, if you will, and a republic form of government. And despite all of that, we've allowed politicians to spend us $23 trillion in debt, right? That's not going to get better. That's not going to... They're not going to get more money if they nationalize things. Although I know people like Bill de Blasio are talking about nationalizing this, and the Democrats would like to see certain things nationalized. And When Trump invoked the Stafford Act, a lot of people were telling me, this is it. This is martial law because he's invoked the Stafford Act. But isn't it interesting how little he's actually using it to do the things everybody was afraid of? Now, over the past few decades, the number of pro-gun Democrats has dwindled in Congress, and they're almost non-existent now. And a surge in support for the Second Amendment along those on the left will reshape the debate on the right to keep and bear arms. And it's unquestionably a good thing that more folks on the left are joining the ranks of gun owners. But it'll be even better if they become politically active in defense of their own right to keep and bear arms as well. So, if you know a leftist that just bought a gun, reach out. Go shoot with them. Talk to them about becoming, telling, you know, point out how some people don't have it as easy as them, or it could be easier for you. I feel really bad for the people in California. Right now, everything that's going on in this country is motivated by fear, and nothing makes somebody more fearful of the fact that I can't defend my family. And in California, that's what's been, especially in L.A., where Villanueva keeps getting, oh, they're closed, now they're open, now they're closed, now they're open. When you buy a gun there, you got to wait for 10 days, and he's been closing the stores to where they can't pick them up. So, welcome. Welcome to the land of the free, leftists. The water is fine. Feel free to get in with me. I think you might like it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. After Virginia Governor Ralph Northam issued a 70-day stay-at-home order this week, a member of the White House press corps had a question for President Trump. The reporter asked, is that constitutional? Now, the president said, people are questioning that, but look, staying at home with respect to what we're talking about doesn't bother me at all. People should be staying at home. That's what we want. In other words, we want people to stay at home because it will keep them safer, which is a good position to have. Everybody should want to be safer. In certain circumstances, if there's a riot or something going on, well, yeah, you'd want to stay at home. If there's bad weather going on, yeah, you'd want to stay at home. So this is just something that's out there that, the sun may be shining, but it's still pretty dangerous for some people, not for all people. But here's an answer. Here is another answer that goes along with this. And this is the tightrope that government is trying to walk. I'm not afraid of Trump. I'm not afraid of him abusing this, okay? But a lot of the steps have to be taken. The states have to take the lead on this, right? We're all the time talking about we don't want government to be bigger. We don't want them to be this. We don't want them to do that. And then something happens and they're like, where's the government? States need to take the lead on this. However, as an example, here's an answer you could give. California's state and local governments cannot simply suspend the Constitution in a time of emergency. Authorities may not, by decree or otherwise, enact and or enforce a suspension or deprivation of constitutional liberties, and they certainly may not use a public health crisis as political cover to impose bans and restrictions on rights they do not like. Now, that's an excerpt from a federal civil rights lawsuit filed against California Governor Gavin Newsom, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, the City and County of L.A., and the City of Burbank, and a number of other public officials in their official capacity. The plaintiffs include individuals, businesses, and organizations that are challenging orders to close gun stores and shooting ranges during the coronavirus emergency. Now, the Second Amendment grants us nothing. The Second Amendment acknowledges the right to keep and bear arms. The Constitution, when they were framing the Constitution, the founders looked upon these first 10 rights as something that preceded the government. So, and then in 2008, of course, we had the Heller decision, and they found that this was an individual right, not requiring participation in a militia or in a organization. Then they had the McDonnell ruling in 2010 that the right to keep and bear arms is a fundamental right that also applies to the states through the 14th Amendment, which somebody needs to find me another one where we've looked at another amendment and we've had to tell the states this applies to you as well. That's always been a big bone of contention for me. This lawsuit in California was brought by the Firearms Policy Coalition, the California Gun Rights Foundation, the National Rifle Association of America, the Second Amendment Foundation, four individuals, and three firearm and ammunition retailers, two of which are also shooting ranges. They make the argument that the government cannot close off the channels of access by which individuals lawfully obtain and transfer firearms and ammunition. That's actually settled law. One of the district courts that oversees Chicago during the time of Rahm Emanuel, when he was running the city, when they were saying you can't have a gun shop here, you can't do this with a gun shop, they got out there and one of the courts found, having access to the tools of the Second Amendment is part of the Second Amendment. So that's actually settled law, and this is some laziness on the part of some of these attorneys that are bringing this suit. In California, the lawful process requires face-to-face transactions through state and federally licensed dealers. Online sales are not permitted. That seems a little ambiguous to me because you can, when you buy a gun online, if you go to Bud's Gun Shop or any of these online, or just a gun shop online, you buy it and then they do a FFL transfer from that FFL to an FFL you have to provide. They're not shipping it to your house. That's something the people in California found out in the last few weeks. They thought you could go get on Amazon and go like, I think I want one of those Glock thingies. Like John McClane, who actually carried a Beretta. So, when L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva announced last week that he was ordering gun shops to close because they were not essential businesses, That left county residents with any legal means, without any legal means, to exercise their Second Amendment right to obtain a firearm, which then also led to the Department of Homeland Security sending out guidelines. Now, the first thing that happened when that happened was a lot of people came to me and said, why aren't they demanding they do this? I said, well, because you guys tell me all the time you don't want to have the federal government be in charge of this or that or the other. So they're issuing guidelines, which is right in line with your way of thinking. And once again, this is the fear thing. This is the fear thing that is permeating things. What they're doing with gun companies in certain places, what they've been trying to do is the equivalent of pulling the broadcast licenses of every TV and radio station in order to prevent any risk of unhelpful information spilling out in the public. Technically, you still have the First Amendment right to speak, but it's hollow if the means of being heard has been revoked. And it's also, it hollows itself out because now you don't have any means to gather information, at least from those outlets. And this becomes a question of freedom itself. If the government can declare an emergency without and based on a perceived threat, and then override constitutional rights at the whim of an elected official, we're no longer living in a free country. And this coronavirus, I mean, we've faced, I think, 12 pandemics. In the 244 years that we've been around, we've never done this before. We've never stopped the, you know, we've gone through two world wars and we've gone through terrorist attacks and the threat of nuclear war. And the Constitution has been enforced through all of that. It's enforced right now. It's just that some people in what is being phrased as the new normal want to make the threat really, really, really scary. But the prospect of losing your freedom should be more terrifying by a bunch of orders of magnitude. In a space of a month, just to give you an idea, just to encapsulate this before we run out of time, you've gone from living in a free country to being threatened with arrest if you decide to go to work. The mayor of Los Angeles said he will shut off the power and water to any business that's found to be operating despite being declared non-essential. And he threatened the arrest of people who are uncooperative. In New York, de Blasio is talking about taking away buildings of worship permanently. When this is all done, we will need to address these tyrants. And that needs to be addressed by the electorate, by kicking them out. So get ready to get active. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Top leaders in Congress made it clear there'll be another coronavirus rescue package amid the stark need for federal resources to fight the pandemic and the economic crisis. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have started to outline fresh priorities, signaling a potential thaw to the sniping and an opportunity for renewed bipartisan ground. McConnell said in an interview with the Associated Press there will absolutely be a next measure, and said that health care must be at the top of the list. McConnell said Congress should focus on correcting any shortcomings in the just-passed $2.2 trillion aid bill and rely on health care experts for solutions to wipe out the virus. Nancy Pelosi said the next coronavirus aid bill should continue to build on the bipartisan relief bills that Congress has passed so far. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. Got the dry throat for some reason. And no, I haven't got coronavirus. I actually think I've already had it. I think I caught it at SHOT Show. Came back with now we're looking, doing a forensic examination of it. Although the first chance I get to get tested for the antibodies, I'm going to do it. And if I have had it and I have got the antibodies in my system, I'm going to donate plasma. Now, Senator Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren's presidential campaign fizzled out, thankfully. And for that, if you support the Second Amendment, you should be very grateful. When you looked at her platform, her intention was to inflict massive injustice upon law-abiding gun owners in the form of restrictions on the Second Amendment right for crimes and acts of madness that they didn't commit. And then she wanted to send the IRS on perhaps the most prominent organization defending those law-abiding gun owners from that injustice. So when you talk about a tin ear when it comes to constitutional rights, you don't get much worse when you're using the IRS to punish people or groups for exercising their First Amendment right. Now, Warren's dirty political pool, which is not much different than the political targeting that will earn Andrew Cuomo a reaming from the courts based on recently discovered evidence, is not the major focus of what I'm talking about now. Because she is the writer in the Senate of the companion bill S-3254, the Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act, that is the companion bill to H.R. 5717, which was introduced by Representative Hank Johnson. Now, see, here, this is what makes me question Pelosi's. She's beginning to remind me of Joe Biden a lot, because you don't let Hank Johnson introduce anything, ever. Now, as in the case with legislation introduced by Cory Booker and Eric Swalwell, we get a detailed look at just how our rights will be infringed over crimes and acts of madness that loyal Second Amendment followers, listeners of this show, readers of pro-gun scribes everywhere throughout the world, didn't commit. We didn't commit any of this stuff. And Booker, as an aside to this, has co-sponsored Warren's legislation. Her bill is a sweeping assault on our rights. It has licensing, a semi-auto ban, red flag provisions, and safe storage requirements. Now, here, you know, they ran a PSA here for a little while, talking about safe storage. But see, there's a difference between safe storage that I impose because I don't want my guns to fall into the wrong hands, and mandated safe storage. Let me see if I still got that. Do I still have that little? No, I can't do that when I've got this going on. I'd play it for you, but I can't do it right now. This licensing scheme is not as onerous as what Sheila Jackson Lee is proposing because it lasts for 10 years. But that isn't saying much given that it still turns the Second Amendment right into a privilege that some bureaucrat can then revoke. That's the problem with privileges. That being said, the usual provisions aren't the worst of this bill. You have three real nasty surprises in this legislation. Will not be the usual attacks that we are worried about, but can still be as devastating to our rights. She wants to hit the FFL dealers, the licensees, with massive red tape requirements. More inspections, background checks for employees, record-keeping requirements, and lost and stolen reporting requirements. Lots of ways to trip up a gun dealer, many of whom are small businesses for whom meeting her requirements would be very difficult. And that's pretty bad. But the next two are much worse because Warren has set up things to bypass the grassroots efforts of Second Amendment supporters. And this 1-2 punch represents a massive transfer of power away from the people to powerful special interests and bureaucrats. The first punch is the repeal of the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. So in other words, and I don't know how you pass a law to repeal a law. Don't you have to put that law up? Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe you can actually do that. I'm not sure, but it's like an addendum to this. But she will unleash the same unholy alliance of big city mayors and trial lawyers that tried to bankrupt the gun industry in the late 1990s and early 2000s. But of all things that she's ever done, Elizabeth Warren is proudest of the Consumer Product Safety Commission because that's her baby. And she wants to place firearms under the Consumer Product Safety Commission. So this, in essence, would allow governmental bureaucrats to inhibit not just innovation, but they could ban guns via administrative edict. And what happens if they were to recall a gun and you didn't turn it in? That licensing that she wants, maybe now you're subject to having that license renewal revoked. Now, in the meantime, while all of this is going on, and see, this has been introduced here right now. the grocery list of the leftists is never, ever put on the back burner. It's always, what can we get? And this coronavirus thing is great cover. It's great cover. But at the same time, this is something that would have to get past McConnell, which Cocaine Mitch is, he's giving him a hard time. He's giving him a real hard time, which I thoroughly enjoy. But take a moment. It doesn't take any time at all. If we're all closed in, you got time to get on the internet, which is still available to us. And I'll point out why that's funny. And get the numbers to your senators and representatives and urge them to oppose this bill. There is no solution for the misuse of firearms. There is no solution to that. That's why criminals are criminals. Because they're going to misuse anything they can get their hands on. They're very opportunistic. While a gun makes things easier, if they can use a knife and get it done, that's fine. They don't care. They just want to, you know, commit their crime. But this is not about public safety. This is about public control. The reason I'm laughing when I said get on the internet and everything, Once again, I have talked about the effects of a police state and what it looks like and how it goes. And we're not in the middle of a police state. Now, these guys, they're stretching. They're overreaching. But most of what they're doing is talking. Most of what they're doing is talking. I would actually like to see Bill de Blasio seize all of the synagogues and churches. I would love to see that. Because that is the beginning of the change. Because for some reason, unfortunately, we cannot look at things proactively and say, this will be much harder to do if we allow this to happen and try to walk it back, versus getting out there and just being outraged when it does happen. I understand that, but at the same time, I don't understand it. Right now, you still have access to the internet. Right now, you can still move about. You can go get groceries. You can do whatever you need to do. We're not actually in lockdown, which would mean you couldn't leave. You couldn't go outside. I have no idea how they would enforce that, though. The crime would go crazy. Crime would go crazy because they know the cops can't be everywhere at one time. For some reason, everybody on, you know, a lot of people that have been contacting me, they don't know that. Maybe that's not because we're not criminals. I'll give them that. I'll give them that benefit of the doubt. But yeah, we're not in a police state yet. And one of the reasons I think Trump wants us to go back to work is so government can pull back, which is really what he wants it to do. He's ready to see this get going again, which I'm down with that. I'm ready to see it get going again too. But hey, we'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
One more time. That pause just makes my throat just dry up. I don't know what's going on with that. One more time. Here we are back again, Gun Owners News Hour. Reports are surfacing in several jurisdictions about the number of police officers testing positive for coronavirus, underscoring the importance of the Second Amendment among people who might have been indifferent about the right to keep and bear arms until now. Last weekend, Time magazine reported that about 700 New Jersey police officers have tested positive for the coronavirus. Acting State Police Superintendent Colonel Patrick Callahan said that, and they've been quarantined at home. However, the Philadelphia Inquirer subsequently reported that Callahan had overstated the number. They noted that while 1,272 officers have been quarantined, the actual number of those testing positive was 163. In addition, it said about 1,435 officers were out for other reasons but did not elaborate. And we're seeing that a lot in New York City, where you know, half of the deaths that are occurring right now in the United States or have occurred being attributed to coronavirus have come from New York. They're reporting any death where coronavirus is present as a coronavirus death, except that's not actually the case. You can have coronavirus and that not be what kills you. For older people, there's a lot of older people that develop cancer that's just never diagnosed because it's slow, it's not moving very fast, and then they pass away from something else. That's not a cancer death because cancer is present. 7,000 times today, people are going to die prematurely for various reasons. But for some reason with coronavirus, we've decided to start taking the numbers and inflating them. Now, coming from The Sun, they reported Monday almost 5,000 New York cops are currently out sick as the coronavirus crisis continues to ravage New York with fears looming of disorder in the streets. The number of police officers out sick on Sunday amounts to nearly 14% of the 36,000-strong police force. The Associated Press reported more than one-fifth of Detroit's police force is quarantined. Two officers have died from coronavirus, and at least 39 have tested positive, including the chief, Chief Craig. It also revealed nearly 690 officers and civilian employees at police departments and sheriff's offices around the country have tested positive for COVID-19, according to an AP survey of over 40 law enforcement agencies, mostly in major cities. And the number of those in isolation as they await test results is far higher in many places. And that's the thing. They're being sequestered, without knowing whether or not they've got this. Now, let me contrast this, if I can. Who remembers Typhoid Mary? I've talked about Typhoid Mary. Typhoid Mary was a, she worked in the food service business, and she was a asymptomatic carrier of typhoid. And in the early 1900s, when she was out there, out and about, and whenever that was, and I may not even have the time period right, but they wanted her to not do the job she did, so she started using different names and continued to work. And when they finally caught up with her, she had been diagnosed with it. She lived in quarantine for the next 23 years after that. But it was one person, not the entire community that she lived in. Now here, if you show any symptoms at all, you're automatically put in quarantine. And I know that a lot, once again, fear. What does this illustrate? This illustrates that the police are not superhuman. They're humans. They're subject to the same fragility that we are. If we can get sick, they can get sick. And if a police shortage is going to translate to problems for the public, it doesn't matter how much the officials in the city claim to have control of the situation. If they don't have the means to enforce the situation, then it's going to fall to the public. This has happened before. We saw this in L.A. in the riots in 1992. We saw this after Hurricane Sandy in New Jersey, where everybody in the various communities in New Jersey would find the gun owners in their local subdivision and just hang out around them. And then they would put a sign at the opening of the subdivision, if you come in here, we will defend ourselves. This is nothing new. This has happened in the modern time, right? Now, in Katrina, we saw what happened when the government decided to go door to door after things had happened. They weren't there when, people were dying. They came after, and that was an aberration. That was an aberration in what should be a free society. Now, the Second Amendment Foundation is trying to force New Jersey to reopen gun stores during this emergency. And that's the thing. The Department of Homeland Security guidelines are not something that it carries force of law. They're guidelines. They're given to these respective governors for their consideration. It takes away the liability for them if they say all businesses should stay open. And then when people get sick and everything, and there's always going to be people circling wanting to sue somebody, this relieves them from that liability by saying that we recognize gun shops, ammunition manufacturers, gun manufacturers as essential business. Okay. Now, the Second Amendment was not written for duck hunters. Okay. It was written to fight tyranny. Tyranny takes a lot of forms. It is, in my estimation, it is tyrannical to be sitting at your house, minding your own business, and have a home invasion. It's terroristic. It's criminal. Whatever label you want to put on it, you should be in a position to fight that. To equal that up. To persevere. And, the Constitution, the Constitution has it enshrined in it, acknowledges it, that you have a right to defend yourself, and it doesn't matter when help's going to arrive or not. You have a right to defend yourself. Now, since this outbreak began, we've had all these reports of people rushing to gun stores to buy guns. The Second Amendment, in essence, becomes the first fallback for when the police actually come to that moment to where they no longer can do what little they do now. Because they're not ubiquitous. They can't be. Now, alarming to us as gun owners has been this proclivity of these certain police agencies to shut down gun stores. or to shut down other things that they actually provide in the process, like fingerprinting for concealed carry licenses or permit applications. Some agencies are accepting renewals only, deciding to suspend new permit applications. This happened in North Carolina. You know, North Carolina, a lot of people look at North Carolina and think it's deep red. It is not deep red, people. Neither is South Carolina, where I live. We're not deep red either. A lot of other, we're going to see other lawsuits come from this. There's going to be other things. After this is all over, this is changing the details of the landscape. And we're going to see actions come from this. I only hope that certain, like in North Carolina, you've got Grassroots North Carolina, Paul Vallone. That dude is very proactive, and he will get things done. And in the meantime, while everybody's wondering when this is going to happen, I'll tell you when it's going to be up and done. When you get tired of sitting at home and you do not let fear rule your life, then this will be over with. Nothing more than that. I mean, you know, everybody is petrified right now. I expected toilet paper to now be available by this point, and it still isn't. Like, I don't really know what's supposed to happen. I wonder if the violence, if there's any domestic violence, if that's going to happen due to a toilet paper shortage. I don't know. In the meantime, understand this. You still have the veto power. You never lost it. You never lost it because, you own a weapon. You're part of the greatest nation on the face of the earth. And you're the closest to what the founders envisioned. Be back next week. Keep your head up. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.